B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show Wednesday edition. Today is September 16th, 2020. Once again, it is Wednesday.
Thank you. Once I needed again. That.
Yeah. Everybody does. Like Amanda said to me yesterday, she's like, I have no idea what day it is. And it's weird. It really is. We're bracing for a hurricane, Ren.
Yeah.
We're not going to get a hurricane. Right now, Alabama's getting crushed by Hurricane... what the heck's its name?
Sally.
Thank you. I was going to say Laura.
It's a cat, too, though. It ain't that bad.
Well it's not going to be a cat, too, by the time it gets here, but...
Yeah.
But it is pummeling Gulf Shores area in Alabama, and then we'll get a ton of rain tomorrow.
But it's going to bring some really cool weather.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at the radar right now. 10 to 20 inches just in Alabama, and then 3 to 6 inches here in Charlotte.
Yep.
Good gosh. That's a lot of rain.
Yeah, and that's not all. There's, like, three more in the Atlantic Basin.
October is the big hurricane month for South Florida, so I assume that we're going to get a good amount this October, because, hey, 2020.
Bring it on!
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
These storms blow off the coast of Africa and just become monster hurricanes in the warm water. It really is crazy. But how about you guys? What did you do yesterday, Loren? What about your day in 30?
Oh, I don't even know. Honestly, like, just when I thought I couldn't get any more tired, I'm more tired. I'm just like, there's not enough hours in the day to get everything done. And, like, by the time I get home and I'm wrangling kids and, you know, just doing daily stuff, I'm like, where did the day go? Yeah, don't play. I'll seriously fall asleep. I think I got 4.5 again last night. Just not enough for me. Like, I'm an 8 hours of sleep kind of person, which is probably why I dropped an S-bomb on the air yesterday, because I was so tired that, you know what I mean? Like, normally I'm 2 steps ahead of myself, but now...
Yeah.
I'm behind myself, actually.
Yeah, like, you did cuss yesterday on the radio, which is very unlike you.
Very unlike me.
But you were being competitive in a game against Roy, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, in all fairness.
To be clear, you cuss up a storm to me off the air.
I do.
But
but I'm typically really good on the air. Yeah.
I know. A lot of people always say, like, do you ever find it hard to not swear on the air? I'm like, no. The minute the microphone goes on, like, we're pure professional.
Yeah.
The minute the microphone goes off, we're foul-mouthed sailor truck drivers. And sometimes in our Rap Party podcast, you get that.
That is true.
You know?
That is true. Somehow the red lights on in here does something to us.
Yeah. Yep.
We become PG.
I'll give you mine real quick. I was in charge. My wife was making dinner last night. You know, Dean's 7, so he could brush his own teeth and put himself to bed. But my 2-year-old Ruby has a routine now where we read a book, and then she goes, rock Ruby. She wants to sit in her rocking chair or glider in her bedroom and rock. Well, Amanda's a legit trained singer. Like, she trained to sing, like, in Memphis and was part of competitions and stuff. And I've always told the story that, like, one of the groups she sang against had Justin Timberlake in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's good. And like, so Ruby will yell out requests. She'll be like, rock by baby.
Mm-hmm.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll do birds sing. And then, why do birds suddenly appear? Like, Amanda sings those.
Okay.
And she sings them really well.
Okay.
So she was requesting songs last night that, I don't sound good singing, and B, I don't know the words to. So I did Willy Wonka. Come with me. And I'm like, Ruby, you want chocolate song? Huh. And she goes, chalk song. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Now you don't know anymore.
Huh. And she's looking at me, and I'm like... Sorry, sweetie. I'm stuck on what comes next. It's something about your imagination.
I couldn't even tell you.
You just hum it.
I did. That's exactly what I did. I said, and then I yelled to Dean to bring in my phone so I could read the lyrics off my phone, but it's dark in a room and I have the, it's all bright in there now.
Yeah, so did you do the interpretive, like, spoken word? Or did you actually sing
the
rest of
the song? No, I say she wants singing. Lorraine, you can't just, she'll tell you if you're not singing it well.
I like that it's a show at your house. That's amazing.
I like that your daughter is Simon Cowell.
Yeah, I know. And then she expects a full, like, every time is Celine Dion, and it's not. Last night she got, you know,
the first three words of Willy Wonka.
She got LFO, bless their hearts. You'll be in a world, take a look and see into your imagination. That's what the next line is.
Oh,
okay, if you want to view paradise. What about you, dude? What'd you do yesterday?
So my sister called me yesterday, and she's concerned because she believes that one of her neighbors is not only a drug dealer, but the drug dealer that supplies the drug dealers.
Ooh, he's the king.
The kingpin, yeah. Huh?
Because I asked her, I'm like, oh, is there like crappy cars and drug addicts hanging around your neighborhood? She goes, no. It's a bunch of really nice cars. She goes, you just see Cadillacs flying up and down the road nonstop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure she's not a bunch of rich people? Like, are we certain it's drug people? And they recently bought a four-wheeler and a boat. Like, wow, it's really sounding like a cocaine operation in Botetourt County.
Pablo Escobar.
And she's like, so what do I do? I'm like, what do you do?
Nothing. You mind your business. Don't get involved in drug dealers.
She's like, I'm afraid a stray bullet's going to hit my kids. I'm like, you think there's going to be a shootout?
How close does your sister live to this other house? Because I would think in Botetourt, Virginia, things are a little spread out.
Well, they're catty cornered. There is trees between them, but it's not. It's like maybe a boy could reach there. I mean, it is not like a neighborhood.
But they're not. But you don't really believe it's a drug house.
No, I told my sister. So yeah. What are you going to do? Called the police and said there's something fishy. They're driving nice cars and boats and ATVs. Like, what are you going to do?
That's, I remember, successful.
My mom used to take me to school every morning, and like when I was in middle school, we would always see, because we would be on, everybody's on the same time.
Yeah.
So be like, we had to make a left to get out of our street, and we would always see this really done up Mercedes back in the 80s drive by, and we would call him the drug dealer. Miami Vice was hot at the time, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there goes the drug dealer. Well, it was somebody I went to school with, it was his cousin. So I straight up asked him, I'm like, hey, what's your cousin do? You know, and I thought maybe he'd be like, you know, he's an entrepreneur, works in the city. He goes, he's a chef at the Marriott, so he goes down there to cook lunch for everyone. I go home, I'm like, Mom, he's a chef.
I know.
You know, he just drives a Mercedes. Who knows where he got the money?
And I think that's what's happening with my sister. She's like, but people only stay at the house for like a minute. I'm like, I don't know. You know what? They live a different life than you. That's all I can say.
By the way, it could be. But I'll tell you what, like, from what I've heard and like read about like drug houses and stuff, is like, you never know what's going on, because whenever the news interviews somebody, they'll be like, they were wonderful neighbors.
Right.
Like, they mowed their yard, had their trees trimmed, never had traffic.
And then the meth lab blew up.
Right. and then they found 25 kilos of cocaine in the wall. All right, we got to tell you about a very unlikely two very unlikely brands teaming up for a new margarita, Lorraine, and we have got to try it here in the studio. That is for sure. Wait to hear that at 6:20 this morning. Good morning on a Wednesday.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Growing up in the South, there are just some things that you do, you eat, you drink, that no one else does. They're your things. They're the Southern things.
Cheer wine?
That's a perfect example of a Southern thing.
Southern, or sweet tea.
Perfect. Another great example. It's ours. Well, Red Lobster is stealing something that is Southern. And they're making it their own.
Mm.
They have teamed up with Pepsi to make a margarita with Mountain Dew. And it's going to be called the Dew-garita. Which, growing up, that was always called Redneck Margarita. When you do tequila and Mountain Dew. There's always the redneck margarita. Hmm.
I've never had it. Have you had it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
No.
I can't imagine tequila and Mountain Dew being good together.
No. I mean, you may be into that. I remember there's one episode of Queer Eye where they went down to the South and this old country boy was drinking a bunch of redneck margaritas and he loved it. Mm. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
But you got to think about it. You got the lemon lime and you got the sugar. Well, that just sounds like a margarita. I mean, it's...
It's not that far off.
It's not that far off, but it's not. It's also not your typical margarita that maybe you'd come to expect taste. But now, no, Red Lobster's teaming up with Mountain Dew to make the Dew-garita, and it's going to be available at Red Lobster locations.
The Dew-garita.
Dew-garita.
Do people freeze the Mountain Dew and then like blend it so that it's like a frozen margarita, or do they just drink it on the rocks?
All the family members I had would drink it on the rocks, but if you wanted to be fancy, you could put it in a blender with ice.
Where's our friend who's the manager at that Red Lobster who brought us lobster that time that Roy said he never ate lobster? Can you bring us a Dew-garita? I guess we can make it. I had the tequila. You probably had the Mountain Dew.
You're right. We probably could just put it together in the studio.
Yeah. Hey, Red Lobster, bad news. You gave away the recipe, and we can do it without you. You know, that's why Bojangles and KFC do it right. They don't give away their secret recipe, and you have to go there to get it.
I'm sure Red Lobster will add something more to the redneck margarita to make it their own.
Yeah.
You know,
the what's that popular snack item at Red Lobster?
The cheddar biscuits?
The cheddar biscuits.
Yeah, they sell them now. Some by bugs. You can make your own cheddar biscuits at home.
Oh, Red Lobster, call us. We'll tell you how to keep a secret.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right. What inanimate object always gets the best of you? Is it the leg of a table that you always bash your foot into? Is it, you know, like when you try and cut around the corner, maybe when you're getting out of your car and you always hit the side of your car or something like that. There's something that you always lose to and you know it's there, but you do it anyway. And it happens to me in the kitchen, and it happened yesterday. And I finally, after a full summer of wearing the same shorts, was just like, when am I going to learn? And when am I going to rip the knob off of the drawer that my pocket always gets caught on in the kitchen? Does that happen to anyone else?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to show Roy and Loren in the studio, but like I'm wearing jeans today, but I have a pocket here, right? Uh-huh. And then if I'm at the sink is kind of catty corner with a drawer right here to my right. So when I turn, my pocket gets caught, and I always go like this. And I can't turn. I get caught on the drawer every time.
Yeah.
So finally yesterday, I was just like, you won the summer, my friend.
Did it rip your pants?
No, it doesn't rip your pants. It just gets stuck. Like, you have to undo it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, I've gone to the point where, like, you know, you're taking the utensils out of the sink or something, and you're moving to the dishwasher, and you're like, wow.
You can't move.
You can't go anywhere.
704-570-9595. What object always gets the best of you? I remember back when cargo shorts was a thing. Man, those things always got hemmed up on something.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, for the record, cargo shorts need to become a thing again because they are very handy.
Yeah, but they're
all that
not
pocket
space. They're not attractive, buddy.
You're such an old guy.
Pocket space was tremendous for going to concerts and like events. But
or
yes,
fishing, like maybe.
Not me, but okay.
We got a text here at 704. It says a trailer hitch. And a bed frame. Those are two.
Oh, the bed frame, man. Oof. It'll get you every time.
Yeah? The bed frame doesn't mess with me.
Mm.
Especially since we have to get ready in the dark so we don't wake up our significant other. I'm always hitting my bed.
Amanda's got a mirror in our closet in the master bedroom. And yes, Roy, when I get ready in the morning, the mirror is just leaning up against the wall. It's not attached to the wall, but she hasn't asked for that, so I'm not going to do it. And if I take out, something from the closet and move too fast to the right, I'll knock it off the wall. Like, it just falls all the time. And, I mean, this happens a lot.
Yeah. You know what gets me? And it's not a piece of furniture. It's a robe. I lose things in robes. Like,
the pockets of them?
Yes. Mm. Like, I will I'll get out of the shower, have my phone in my hand, put my phone in my pocket, take the robe off, and not wear it again for, you know, I don't know, maybe 3 days. And I have lost an actual, cell phone. I've lost keys.
Where are they going?
I forget that I put them in the pocket because the I hang the robe back in the closet, and sometimes I don't wear it, sometimes I do, but I just forget that I put it in the pocket, and then I'm looking for things. I purchased a brand new phone because my phone was missing for 2 weeks before I found it.
And it was in that robe.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm starting to lose, too, now is masks because I put them in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go to bring, like, my MRL show mask that you could get at kiss951.com in the store. I'll go and try and find that in my car. And I'm like, oh, where? I bet you it's in my pocket in my shorts, which are now in the laundry basket.
Yeah, see, that's why I love the disposable ones. Just throw them out.
Yeah.
We got a couple text messages coming in. Someone says it sounds stupid, but I walked into the door frame of my house that I've been in for years multiple times.
Listen, I do that all the time. Here's this move. I think that I'm a big guy, but I think that I'm smaller than what I am. And so
it's the opposite of small dogs. Yeah. Small dogs think they're bigger than they are.
I really think I can fit into things or move around sharp around corners. I can't. I can't. I'm like a tractor trailer. I need to take a wide turn.
A lot of people are texting that the coffee table gets the damn pinky toe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is true. Coffee tables will get you. Hi, I'm Manny, Roy, and Lorenzo. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alyssa. I had an answer to what they were asking about on the show.
What's your answer?
You're on the air.
You're on the show.
Oh.
I just picked it up and answered it.
Yeah.
So I have a stacked washer and dryer, and so my dryer's on the top, the washer's on the bottom, and my washer, even though it's on the bottom, opens up. So, like, you can only open the washer at, like, 45 degrees, and every single time I do laundry, I pick laundry up out of the washer and hit my head on the dryer. Because it closes. Like, I'll open it and it will start to hinge and close every time.
Oh, it always gets the best of you, and you cuss at it, and you say words to it that you would never hear, let anyone hear you say.
I smack it, and my roommate goes, "Did you hit your head on the dryer door again?"
Thanks for the call. We feel for you.
All right, let's talk with Chelsea in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. What's the object that's always giving you struggle?
We have two. So we've been in our house for 12 years, and every time we walk past the kitchen counter, we knock the laminate loose on the side, and you know it happens because you hear it just go slap as it goes into the place. And I don't know, one of these times we're probably going to just snap it in half, and that'll be a good excuse to get new countertops.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Chelsea. Have a great morning.
Chelsea, snap it.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Just rip it off when your husband ain't looking.
And it'll stay that way.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, are you guys in this room doing this? Is anybody doing what science says you should be doing? In the shower? That's brushing your teeth.
I used to.
You know what? I blogged this the other day, and when I wrote it, I knew that one of the two of you did this, but I couldn't remember who.
Yeah, it was me. I used to brush my teeth in the shower all the time.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know. I moved into the house, and I don't have like a thing that can hold my toothbrush. And then also, I now use an electric toothbrush, which would freak me out. I feel like I'd get shocked.
Well, this doesn't say anything about the electric toothbrush, but Loren, you blogged it, so you know they're saying that it's just a safer practice. Spitting your teeth gunk down the drain of the shower is safer than spitting it down the sink where remnants will sit around and then the germs go up in the air.
Yeah. Now, the article didn't touch on this, but I can't imagine you should leave your toothbrush in there when you're not brushing.
They did say that. They said when you're done, rinse out your mouth, spit it down the drain, which is much safer than spitting it into the sink. Rinse your brush and then set it outside the shower, preferably.
Oh, I did. I would not do that.
Yeah, I would think if you were brushing your teeth in there, you probably have your toothbrush and toothpaste in there. And I just can't get on board with that aspect of it. I'm not judging you for brushing your teeth in there. I'm just saying it's probably not the
healthiest.
Yeah.
Like, I have facial brushes that if I leave in the shower, get moldy.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think that, I don't know. Listen, I never hate to go against science, but I will say that there's a lot of gunk and dirt and all that stuff in the shower, especially after, like, I mow the yard or I'm working in the yard. And, like, the last thing I want to do is, like, then take that, you know, brush my teeth and stuff.
I mean, if you think about it, though, it's gravity is pulling it down. It's not like you know, if you
put your... pulling me down too, by the way. It's awful.
Okay.
All right, go read that blog and see more about brushing your teeth in the shower. Why science says it's super important to do.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, I think it's really sweet when somebody drops off a gift after you have a baby. And, I mean, baby Jax is like 3 months old at this point. So, you know, we've gotten...
Are you still accepting? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Like, he's 3 months, yeah, but we're still accepting?
and I recently had a friend I hadn't seen in a while drop a little care package off. And it was a really cute gift, but I'm pretty sure there was a recycled gift inside.
What makes you say that?
Well, it was a cute little basket, and it had a couple onesies in there for the baby, and a little rattle. And then on the side, along with bottle of wine... on the side, there were these two little boxes. And when I opened the boxes, they were candles. Cute, right?
Yeah.
Especially, like, I love essential oils and, like, the smelly things, all of the smelly things. Mm-hmm. But when I looked at the candle, the wicks had been lit at some point.
Oh, they went from white to black? Like, you could tell they've been charred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think they were used candles.
Ooh.
Well, then, like... Was it low? Was the wax low?
No, but it didn't look fresh.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like somebody used it for 2 months and gave it to me, but it looked like maybe it had been lit before.
And then it smelled awful, and they packed it up and gave it to you.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. You know who would love this gross, crotch-smelling candle? Lauren.
She can put it on the third floor. No one smells it up there anyway.
Or it'll keep the guests from staying too long. Really, maybe it's the gift that keeps on giving.
So what do you do with the candles? You keep them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You re-gift
them?
No, I can't re-gift them again. And I didn't want to say anything because here's the other side of it, too. Like, maybe she bought them and didn't look inside the actual box. And maybe somebody had returned it to the store. Ooh. And I don't want to offend this person.
Well, too late. I mean, if she listens to the show, the Rap Party podcast, or the replay, she's going to hear.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll post it up on social media. Be like, Lorraine was in shock and all over this horrible gift.
Oh, yeah. Good.
What's her name?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, just tell her that you've already said it, but make sure when she hears this again that you appreciate the gift.
I do appreciate it. I thought it was a great gift.
And you love candles.
I do.
But she shouldn't re-gift.
I don't know if they're re-gifted. I just think they might be.
I think the bigger issue is the fact that the wine was corked.
No, it was a new bottle of wine.
How come these pack of Oreos are already open?
Let's line up the calls. And you can text us as well. Roy's going to give you the number here in a second. But let's do this. I know Loren's not alone. We know that other people have been re-gifted something. And for some reason, I feel like grandparents always are the target of getting busted for doing the re-gifting thing. But maybe it wasn't a grandparent. Maybe it was like a friend, like in Loren's case.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
KISS 95.1, Loren believes that she was given a recycled gift. And we want to hear from you. If that happens to you at 704-570-9595, let's talk real quick with Scotty and Boone. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, so my grandparents re-gifted, like, this special oven that you could cook everything in one. It's essentially like a Instapot or a pressure cooker, but it doesn't have any safety features.
It can really burn the house down.
Yeah, it's really great. It's wonderful.
That's funny. Was it re-gifted, though, or was it used?
So they used it once, and I think they realized how dangerous it was, and they decided that it was our Christmas gift one
year. Scotty will handle it. He'll know what to do. Thanks, Scotty. A lot of people are texting Loren also saying you should tell your friend that the candles were used, that most likely she doesn't. They're saying most likely she doesn't know. Like, she might have grabbed the wrong ones, or like you said, maybe it was... It was burned and returned.
I know, but even if I did that and told her, like, what's she going to do?
Yeah, nothing. That's a horrible idea. This is Julie in Salisbury.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well, Julie. Tell us about the regifting.
So I give the gifts that my grandparents give me, I give them back to them.
See, grandparents are taking the hit.
Do they
Well, normally they forget, but if they remember, I just tell them that I liked it so much, I wanted them to have one.
That's what I was going to ask, if they remembered giving it to you.
It's the last thing you gave back.
It was a weird set of, like, kitchen utensils.
Mm-hmm.
That you would never, ever use.
Thanks, Julie. How about getting a wedding gift that was re-gifted?
Oh, Raven and Newton, tell us what happened.
So, I was invited to this bridal shower, and the bride's grandparents re-gifted their old washcloths and towels to them. The towels were, like, the edges were, like, frayed, and the washcloths, they had bleach on them. Like, they were so happy. They were like, oh, thank you. But at the end of the party, they were like, this is disgusting, and they actually threw them away.
Well, I will say, at least when it comes to, like, jeans and clothing, frayed and bleach spots are in. So.
Yeah, I guess so, but it was just like, oh, my gosh, really?
And there's not, like, a story behind it. Like, those were their favorite towels growing up.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Holly is going to be on the Rap Party podcast. She's on hold. We can't get to her. But someone admitted to her that, yes, they did do the regifting. So if you listen to the Rap Party today after our show at 10 a.m., you'll hear how that conversation went.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So if a woman does this, that is the telltale sign that she is flirting with you.
Flutter her eyes.
No.
Fix her hair.
No.
I've always thought the hair thing was a big flirt note.
Is it a facial expression?
It's several things at once.
Oh, I was going to say like side eye.
That's your version of flirting?
Well.
That's like what you get.
RBF?
I thought it was something like out of the ordinary.
Yeah, you give them the side eye. That's total flirting.
There's different kinds of side eye, Roy.
Show me the flirty side eye. I know you guys can't see it, but I'll react for you. Yeah, that's flirty.
Yeah, that's flirty.
That looked like a Disney cartoon.
Sure she is.
Gave me a side eye. I felt like that was Bambi looking over at me.
Fluttering.
I'm sorry. I'm
Show so me the will you buy me a drink eye.
I don't know if I can.
All right.
What science says, this is what happens. When they turned their head to one side while tilting the chin down slightly.
Do it, Ren.
With a slight smile and their eyes looking towards the romantic interest.
That's kind of the side eye.
Your microphone is blocking.
It is kind of the side eye that you did.
That is a little flirty.
Right? And it's the side eye. It's a different kind of side eye.
Yeah. It is a little bit. Maybe less on the side eye and more on what you... You know, but yes, that is, according to science, that is the nonverbal cue that they really want a
free drink.
Right. That they really enjoy you and that they're interested in you.
That's not.
I thought it was biting of the lip.
That's very forward. very forward.
I've always dated women who have put their finger in their mouth as a sign of flirting.
No, they're just trying to puke, bud.
Yeah.
They're trying to puke to get out of the date.
I always thought it was a girl pounding her wine was a sign of flirting and then asking for the check.
Isn't looking at the phone nonstop flirting? You know, we pulled up her Tinder matches together. We were on Bumble.
Man, that girl I was out with was so flirty. She ended the date in 5 minutes. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Let me see your flirt face, producer Nicole. What's your flirt face?
I don't even know if I have
one. No, your flirt face is like belly shots or something. You like drinking and partying.
You like to
throw down.
Listen, the only two pictures that you paint of me are either this like hippie liberal that stops for squirrels,
uh-huh.
a criminal,
uh-huh.
or an alcoholic.
Is that not right?
Is that your bio on kiss951.com?
How off am I?
It's a combo.
I know. But you probably don't flirt. You're like more of a kind of straightforward. Like it'll probably be hard for women to read you if you were into that.
Yeah, no, I don't flirt. Like that's why I always end up like dating friends, because it's like I'm an acquired taste. You just gotta get to know me.
Well, with your Bumble biography you just gave, I find it hard to believe you can't find a date.
You're like the redneck margarita, the Mountain Dew and tequila. At the first taste, I don't know about that.
But then
then you keep drinking. Yeah. It sounds like a good time, and then you have a great time.
Plus it's sweet and sour, you know.
You guys are hilarious. All right, speaking of drinks, we've got a chance for you to win a year of Cheerwine soft drink. All you have to do is beat Loren in 5 pop culture questions.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Somebody's on the phone who has played before, Loren.
Okay, we got Taylor and Concord. Take it down, Loren.
All right, Taylor.
How are you guys?
How'd you do the last time you played, Loren?
I had 4, she had 5. So I didn't quite beat her, but it was super close.
All right, let's see how you do today.
All right, get out of here, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down, masking up, leaving the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the question.
Several celebrities are suspending the use of Facebook and IG today in protest for the hate speech allowed on their platforms. One of those celebrities is the heartthrob who played Jack in the movie Titanic. His name is
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cardi B's filed for divorce from her husband just shy of their 3rd wedding anniversary. Who's she married to?
Offset.
Question number 3. This Captain America actor admits that he's embarrassed about the not-so-safe-for-work picture that leaked over the weekend that's on Roy's phone, by the way. Who are we talking about?
Chris Evans.
Question 4. Kelly Ripa and her husband just established a scholarship fund and will be giving 20 homeless students school scholarships. Kelly's show is currently with Ryan Seacrest, but name one of the two hosts before him.
Regis Philbin.
Question 5. This might seem a little late, but this former One Directioner who has been linked to T-Swift in the past has finally postponed the rest of his 2020 tour dates.
Harry Styles.
Wow. She did well. And I'm not so sure Ren's going to get them all right. Come on in!
Ren's coming back into the studio.
Okay, how did she do?
You're going to go down because Taylor got them all correct, and we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Good luck. Several celebrities are suspending the use of Facebook and IG today in protest for the hate speech allowed on their platforms. One of those celebrities is the heartthrob who played Jack in Titanic. His name is?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cardi B has filed for divorce from her husband just shy of their 3rd wedding anniversary. Who's she married to?
Offset.
This Captain America actor admits he's embarrassed about his not-so-safe-for-work picture that leaked over the weekend.
Chris Evans.
Kelly Ripa and her husband just established a scholarship fund and will be giving 20 homeless students school scholarships. Kelly's show is currently with Ryan Seacrest, but can you name one of the two hosts before him?
Regis.
This might be a little late, but this former One Directioner who's been linked to Taylor Swift in the past has finally postponed the rest of his 2020 tour dates. Who is he?
Harry Styles.
How do you think you did?
I don't know about the last one.
Well, Loren, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, but unfortunately, you're still going to continue. You got them all right.
Nice tease, Roy.
Taylor, you got them all right, too.
I did.
You know what's funny is you both said Regis and not Michael Strahan for question 4, one of the two co-hosts.
I know, but Regis is like...
Icon,
the Godfather,
yeah.
Right. All right, Taylor, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Taylor, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Taylor.
God, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos. Yay!
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So there's something I do with... There's something I do to my wife in front of my kids that Amanda says I shouldn't do because it's setting a bad example.
It's not kiss her, obviously.
It's not kissing. It is somewhat sexual in nature, but it's nothing terrible, I don't think.
Okay.
I spank her when she's, like, in the kitchen or, like, walking around or, like, bending over to do something. I smack her on the butt, and I think it's like kind of a cute little flirty thing. We were just talking about flirting.
It's probably cute between you two, but I mean, imagine if you did that in front of Dean, and then Dean went to school and did it to his teacher.
Thanks, Amanda. That's exactly what Amanda said. And I was like, boy, that's a reach.
Is it?
I feel like it, yeah. And by the way, my marriage counselor says we should show affection in front of the children.
I agree with that.
And so your version of showing affection in front of the children is smacking your wife's behind? Okay.
It's cute as a button.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like if someone kept... Clearly, I don't get my butt slapped because I would find that annoying after some time.
You think? I don't know. I don't do it every single time. It's not like every time she bends over or sitting in the standing in the kitchen, I smack her. But every once in a while, I'll just do it. And she caught me off guard the other day where she goes, babe.
It sounds so objectifying.
It does.
I know you don't mean it that way, but it just, like, my first reaction to it is like, wow, that's very objectifying.
When was the last time Dal spanked you?
I don't know.
Okay, I take spank back. Smacked your booty.
I don't know. Honestly.
Well, nothing recent that you would remember where you're like, boy, I feel objectified.
No.
Okay, so then you can't speak on this.
I'm not even saying that you are. It just sounds that way the first time you hear it.
All right. I asked your opinion. You gave it to me. I apologize. I didn't mean to attack you like that. It just wasn't the answer I thought. Because I thought maybe somebody would be like, yes, it's cute, it's innocent.
Smack it whenever you want, bud.
I mean, I think it's fine if it's not in front of the kids, but I see where she's coming from because that would be what I would think too. I would be afraid that Cash would pick it up and then go do it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, just every time you decide to be flirty and smack, have a wonderful conversation about consent.
Because that's fun. Sometimes she gets mad at me when I do it. Oh. And it's not because the kids are in the room. It's because I miss. She says I smack too high sometimes.
Like you hit her back?
Like, yeah. Like I'll hit here. I'm showing like right in between your back.
Yeah, buddy, that's not the butt.
But sometimes she tricks me and she'll move and she'll be like, ow, you hit my spine.
Let's talk with Sarah and Charlotte. Sarah, you're on with the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi.
Do you think what Manny's doing is okay, or do you think he shouldn't be doing that around the kids?
I think it's fine. Honestly, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I pretty much do everything besides the thing in front of my kids. Like, I would let them grab me, kiss me, hold me, whatever, anything. I don't see the problem, because I told my kids, you know, this is something mommy and daddies do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should probably reiterate a little more, Sarah. Thanks for the call to Dean. Like, but then I don't even want to bring attention to it. Like, you guys, it is so quick. It's just like...
Doesn't matter.
Love you, babe.
704 just texted in and said, my daughter smacked her music teacher in the butt when she was in elementary school. And that's what's going to happen.
Well, you know...
Did she get an A?
I don't know.
Listen, there are... different ways you can, like, just because you smack someone in the butt doesn't mean it's a flirting thing. When I was in football, my butt got smacked all the time. It was like a team thing.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, and you smack them in the butt.
Well, when you played center, too, the quarterback would tap your butt and you would hand him the ball.
Yes, he did. That's the only thing I knew how to do in football.
704 says, yes, Manny, smack that booty.
Yeah.
I'm with you, bud. I smack my wife on the butt all the time. It makes her feel good. Yeah, Amanda's not against me doing it. She just said that maybe I shouldn't do it in front of Dean because it would bring up, you know, like you said, a bad...
How about this? I'm so crazy. Like, if that was happening to me all the time and then all of a sudden it stopped, I'd be like, well, the relationship's falling apart.
And you're just walking around like a bumblebee.
Yeah, please, smack me. Smack me. What happened to the good days of you objectifying me?
One last one. 704 here says, my wife has an amazing booty. I spank her butt a lot. I think it's gross, but we say we're grown and they know it's a flirting thing. I guess she meant to say the kids think it's gross.
Right.
But okay, that's all. All right, thanks for your... now I feel better. Everybody's saying I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Now I got the proof.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
So we got this DM... And she said that she went on a first date with a guy, and she ultimately ended up blocking him.
What did he do?
Well, and it's nothing outwardly bad. It just was, I guess, a little creepy. And it's that he took a lot of photos of her.
Like
when they'd go on the dates, they had like three photos at dinner, and then after dinner they went for a walk. He wanted to do a lot of photos while walking. It felt like it was a lot, like it was a photo shoot to her.
That sounds like the perfect date to me.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm just kidding. Your dream guy, and he's soon going to be single for you.
No, I will say this, though. That's kind of nice, because if the relationship progresses, like, looking back on my first date with Dallas, like, we don't have any photos from our first date. Because, you know, you're, like, kind of nervous, and you're just trying to feel each other out. But later on, if that relationship grows, then you can look back, and you kind of, yeah. You can see your love blossoming.
I love that Loren thinks that this person's crazy and that you should keep dating him. I'm like, what is he doing with the photos? Why does he need all these photos of them?
Well, maybe he didn't like the photo of himself, so he kept taking them.
I wonder if there's photos of just her, too. Like, if he was just, like, taking a picture of her, like, walking down the greenway or walking, you know,
yeah, that's weird.
To the restaurant.
If he's just taking pictures of her. If he's taking, like, ussies or selfies or whatever, I can get down with that.
First date, though, a little much? Taking pictures of the two of you like a couple, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's a little much, but I don't think it's like, you know, stop dating the guy over it if you like him.
Why did you, by the way, she ultimately ended up blocking him and not dating him anymore after this one date of like 10 selfies they end up taking. But why did you block someone? It could be, could even be after like a few dates, but what did they do that made you block him? 704-570-9595.
I just can't imagine what we're going to hear, because as soon as you started talking, Roy, Loren's like, what did he do? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, can you imagine what you have to do to get blocked after going on a date? And she said it was a good date.
It was a great date, but he was weird with the photos.
You got to be really out there to get blocked after going on a date.
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got a DM from Diane, says that she went on a first date. Guy took like 10 photos, freaked her out, so she blocked him. Now, since we told her DM on the air, she's listening. She went ahead and sent us another message that said that a couple of the photos was of her, and she didn't know. And like it was her without her knowing.
Ooh. Like taking a bite of her sandwich or like taking a drink.
Now, that's flattering. I don't know how she knows that information, but she says that he snuck a few extra photos of just her. So we wanted to hear from you. Why did you block someone after a few dates? 704-570-9595. Let's start things off with Chelsea in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Mania Wonder Ray Morning Show. What happened when you went on a couple of dates with someone?
So I met a guy on Tinder, and I went on a few dates. He wouldn't let me be friends with him on Facebook, so I got my friend to look him up, and he actually had a wife.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a legit reason.
It actually got weirder, though. His wife and him met me at my work and asked me to go on a date with both of them, so I had to block both of them after that.
Oh, they were wanting to do the open thing. Okay.
Yeah.
But obviously you didn't know that when you went on the first date with him.
No, not at all. I was expecting, like, just a relationship, not a threesome, basically.
He was the bait.
Yes.
All right, cool. Thank you, Chelsea Fort Mill, for calling in. This is Summer and Wilkes. You're on with Manny Roy and the Ren.
Hey, so I wouldn't say it was the first couple of dates. I'd been talking to the guy. We were mutual friends. Had mutual friends. So I actually knew him for a while, and he lived out of town. So our first couple of dates, we already knew each other. But about the third one, I introduced him to my daughter. And so she was falling asleep, and she put her head on my lap, and I was running my fingers through her hair, trying to get her to go to sleep. And he did it, too.
Ooh, too soon.
Yeah, too soon.
You know, I mean, I want to say that he had the best intentions and probably wanted to show you that he was dad material or whatever. But, yeah, it's a little too soon.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
I'd block him.
Thanks, Summer.
All right, let's go with Anonymous and Charlotte. She texted in to us. We call you back if you text us, by the way.
Hey, Anonymous.
Hey.
Okay, what caught our attention on your text was you said that he would send you money through a cash app, and all of us are like, well, why would you block that guy?
It was just weird because we met through my work last year and we became friends. So we started talking casually, and then he wanted to spice things up, which I've never met him outside of work like that.
Yeah.
But he would just send me random money. Don't know how he got my cash tag, but it was just weird because he was going through a divorce. He has two kids, which I have two of my own, but it's like, I don't know. It was weird.
I wouldn't reject
me neither.
Free money at all.
Right? I might even go one step further and be like, I didn't get it. Could you send it again?
It was large increments, though, guys, too. And I was like, no. Like, I would refund the money. And I was like, no.
What?
This is weird.
Oh, Anonymous, like, you have too good of a heart.
That's what got me, was him saving my pictures.
Oh, he'd save your photos on what?
I would take selfies and stuff on Snapchat and put it on my story, and he would go and screenshot them.
Oh, and you can see it on Snapchat, so you knew he was doing it.
For large sums of money, I'd make the photos really good.
All day, Anonymous. Thank you. We're all in here with our mouths wide open like you do not block a guy that's sending you large increments of money. How dare you? All right. Speaking of breaking up, we found an article. And it's actually blogged up at kiss951.com if you want to get ahead of the curve and go look at it there. But divorcees reveal the moment they knew their marriage was over. Lots of interesting responses at 820.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
I want to get to the reasons why people who are married knew their relationship was headed to divorce. But we'll do that coming up when we have more time here in just about 10 minutes. Did anybody catch Carole Baskin not only dancing, but did you see the judge's response to her?
I didn't see the judge's response, but I did watch the dance, and it was painful.
She got an 11, which is like one of the all-time low scores, I think. But here's, if you missed it, Carole Baskin, of course, from Tiger King, danced, and here's some of the judge's reaction.
Carrie Ann. First of all my summer dreams are coming true. You know I'm a crazy cat lady, but here I am standing before the ultimate crazy cat lady. I love you, and I love the connection that you guys have when you dance. Carole Baskin just danced the Paso Doble to Eye of the Tiger, everyone. I'm still gathering myself. Carole, what I love most is you did not hold back. You went full out, and I know this is very new for you. That was fantastic. I love the way you guys met eyes.
She's scared she's going to get fed to the tigers if she gives a bad...
I feel
review,
like they
right?
all are.
That contact. We could work on dropping your shoulders and some technical issues, but other than that, I really enjoyed Derek.
Carole Baskin. You danced that Paso. You smashed it. Well done. Let's go.
My darling,
obviously, I commend you for being out here dancing. What you just did, it was, you know, well done. The shoulders definitely hunched over like so, and I know they were going for the tiger theme, but sometimes it got a little bit in this place. But listen,
I loved it.
You know what? You're here and you're doing it.
Bruno will get it.
All right, Bruno.
He'll do it. Come on,
my darling.
Simon.
You use those clothes all the time. I thought she was going to dislocate her shoulder, but I'm sorry. You know me. I call it as I see it. For me, you didn't quite kill the Paso Doble. It was kind of sedated. It had a resemblance of it, but I want to hear you roar. It didn't pop the way it should, but I'm sure you'll be back next week.
Well, she killed it all right, but not in a good way.
Still to come.
All right, so we found a list of the moments that people knew that their marriage was over and they wanted a divorce. And this number 3 on the list, I would lose it on someone. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 5 minutes.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we found a list of the best, well, not the best, but the moments that you knew your marriage was over.
Coming up, the top 10 moments you knew it was over. Number 10.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Some of these are, like, really abrasive, and some of them are kind of funny. But there's one on this list that I don't even know how somebody got over.
Okay.
All right. Someone said, when I realized that when I come home, I have to figure out what mood she's in before I walk in the door so that I can enter appropriately.
Oh.
I would go down to the basement and pretend to do laundry. Just to get some time for myself away from her. Hey, these are very, like, female-driven.
Yeah.
Here's one about him. When the power got shut off, but he had just purchased a quote-unquote fun new car for himself 3 weeks after totaling his other fun new car.
Yeah, you're responsible for finances. That will break a relationship up.
How about this one? When I ended up in therapy with his mom instead of him.
Oof.
These are people revealing the moments they knew that their marriage was over.
Amanda threatened me, like, and I thought things were going well. How about that? And she was like, babe, I'm telling you, I'm going to start looking for apartments if we don't, like, go to marriage counseling. And that was, like, a big wake-up in my life, you know? And we've done marriage counseling, been doing it, and it's made both of us better. And Ruby came after that. Like, there would have been no Ruby if there was no marriage counseling.
That's great. It's good for you guys.
I'm a true hero.
It's good for you because a lot of people view marriage counseling as the thing you do before divorce. It's like the death.
The beginning of the end, people think.
But you're a prime example that no, you know, because I've always been a big supporter of therapy. I go to therapy.
Yeah. Yes.
But not couples therapy.
Didn't you dump your therapist, though?
Well, I have. Yeah. I've gone through some therapists.
Sometimes it's not a good fit.
Yeah.
No, that is true. The first marriage counselor that Amanda and I had, I was like, this is not a good fit for us. The second one was perfect. The one we have now. Yeah. Love her.
Okay. So here's the last two that I can't even believe had happened to someone, but these are the moments that people realize they're getting a divorce. When my wife wanted a break, so I moved out and then went to go get some of my stuff and found safety in the trash can.
Oh, wow.
Oh, like protection.
Mm-hmm. And then this one is kind of sad. I put lingerie on and he said, do we have to do this even if it's our wedding night?
Oh.
4 months later, they still hadn't moved furniture.
On wedding night?
Yeah.
Why'd you say I do?
Even they had moved furniture before, she said. I'm completely confused.
I didn't move furniture on wedding night, did you?
Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. We didn't.
She probably did it all out. It was probably like from a scene of a movie. I imagine it was perfect.
orchestrated.
Well orchestrated. And there's champagne on ice in the room.
Welcome, Lorraine, to thy master bedroom.
Money on the bed. You know,
stop.
Forget bronze medals.
Oh, man. And Dallas is done. We didn't. We had a party, though. Like, because our wedding was a destination wedding for my family in Memphis, and the hotel we stayed at, the Peabody, we all went back up to my, which was crazy, because the people at the Peabody, for having our wedding there, gave us a bunch of alcohol, and, like, they let us party through the night.
That's cool.
And, there was, like, some complaints, but security came, and they were like, just keep it down. And every time there was a knock on the door in our suite, we thought it was security, but it was just more people coming in to party. And, we didn't move furniture that night. The next day we did in our house, which was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
You were too probably tired and...
Bro, we party. I'm telling you, we partied until 3 a.m. with friends and family, and there was no furniture moving.
Yeah. When did your wedding night end?
Well, we got married at like a private residence, so people had to go back to the city. So it wasn't like they were hanging out all night.
Right.
You know? Oh, you got married in like someone's backyard? How country of you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Of a mansion.
I'm telling you, though, at your wedding.
Right.
Don't plan on it.
Don't plan, because you know I get tired easily.
I want to celebrate with you guys. It's a big night. And then here's what's going
to
happen.
I'm going to have to take a nap halfway between the ceremony and reception.
After Why is the groom sleeping during the ceremony? He's tired. That's morning radio. After the reception, after party, because we're going to be in Charleston, meaning I'm assuming I'm going to be invited.
Inviting yourself.
And like Nicole, me, whoever's Nicole's dating at the time, Amanda, we have no kids. Loren and Dal won't have any kids. And we're going to be like, Roy, come with us, shots. And Sterling will be with his family doing his thing that are visiting. Mm-hmm. And we're going to split you guys. And then we're going to party a little bit. Then you guys will come together. We'll do a dance circle. Go.
Not a dance circle.
And now it's like 2:30 in the morning and there's no furniture.
Dance circle.
Can I just say that when you said shots, I was in my head for a brief moment. I was like, I should ask Manny to throw me a bachelor party. And then he said, a circle and a dance. And I'm like, nope, I ain't doing that.
Nicole, let's throw Roy a bachelor party. Will you help me?
I mean, yeah, apparently all I do is belly shots and parties. So, I got you covered.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
You can always text us, and you can always reach out to us at 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole, always there to answer the phone. We got a text message about when did you know your marriage was over? 803 said, I knew my marriage needed to be over when my psychiatrist told me if I got divorced, I wouldn't need to take my medication anymore.
Wow.
2 years later, we're divorced. I'm not on my medication.
All right.
704 sent a message and said, hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that I listen to you every day. You guys helped me in my personal life. And for that, I have to thank you guys so much. Listener for life. Love you guys, Steven.
Oh, Steven. That made my day, man.
It is really true. We never really know what's going on in y'all's life unless you tell us. And a lot of times you guys know what's going on in our lives, and we use the radio as therapy. So we're glad we can make you laugh or put a smile on your face. Or even if your relationship is bad, you hear a War of the Roses, and you're like, geez, it's not that bad. Okay, I can go work on my relationship, yeah. You know? So thank you for that. And thanks to everyone who follows us at the MRL Show on Insta, Facebook.
I mean, the fact that you give us any moment of your life is shocking, and we're very grateful.
Now, Loren, I want you to add something to our Instagram page, if you would, please, at the MRL Show.
Okay.
I'd like you to add a picture of your son Jax and his hair.
Okay.
Because he's rocking a hairstyle, Roy.
Yeah. It's,
that is awesome.
He's doing a mohawk.
Yeah, well, and it's because kids, their hair falls out. Right?
Yeah.
And the way that Jax's hair has fallen out is it looks like she legit shaved the sides of his head.
He always had a mohawk, but now, like, everything around the middle spike has, like, the middle line has fallen out. And it literally looks like I shaved his head.
I'm not going to lie. When I first saw the hairstyle of Jax, I'm like, they're gelling this baby's hair.
And we're not. We've never put anything in it. It just stands up like that.
Do you have a good picture that you could put up at the MRL Show on Insta of Jax?
I'm looking right now.
It is so funny. There's a great video.
I have a video.
Yeah, you could put the video up. If you get a minute, just go check it out at the MRL Show on Insta. Follow us. We follow back.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Talking about how people who listen to the radio show have things going on in their lives in our audience, and we never know that. Like, we get paid to talk about our personal lives, and we love doing that. That's what we have to do. Now, our significant others don't love it, but
nope,
it's what we do. And somebody sent a text, and this is always scary. They're like, hey, I saw Loren, or I saw Roy or Maney out, and I didn't say hi. But I just want to say, you know, I didn't want to bother you guys. And we always love, if you see us out, to come up and say hi. Even in the pandemic, we can socially distance and say hi to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yesterday, I've never met the guy, but the guy who does my yard, like sprays my yard for weeds and stuff, and he's about to aerate it, an older Southern guy. And I would have never thought that he was a fan of the show, but he put it together when he knocked on my door. I'm never home. Yesterday, I happened to be home when he came. And he's like, it's going to be, this amount to do your yard and to get it ready for the fall and to kill the weeds. I go, that's fine. That's good. And he goes, wait a minute. It's like, Maney, no wonder why I thought your name sounded familiar. He does my dad's yard, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I love the show. Listen to the show.
Oh.
Now, I have this sign in my yard that I saw that Al Roker had. And I sent it to my wife, and I go, look at this sign that Al Roker has. It's a really cool sign. And she not only liked it, but immediately bought it. And it came to our house, and we have it in our front yard. And it's just like, in this house, we believe Black Lives Matter. Science is real. Women should have equality. You know, it's like five or six things.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just kind of shocked me because he goes, where'd you get the sign? I love the sign. And I was like, oh, yeah, nobody has really talked to me about the sign. And then he was like, we just talked about political things. He said, you know, he's Republican, but he believes the sign. And you know, it was a good conversation between two people who didn't get aggressive and you know, we weren't yelling. And
yeah.
He said the one thing he wishes is that the athletes weren't kneeling and stuff. And I said, that's fine. So he said, I turn the football game and the basketball games on later. I'm going to watch the beginning of it. And I said, that's fine. You know, that's you. But we just for a moment had like a real conversation where he understood me. I understood him.
You listened to each other.
He charged me a lot of money for that conversation.
Right.
But...
And in fact, I think his your bill went up when he saw your sign.
You never know, man. No, you never know. But no. It was nice of him to say that. Then I got thinking about our friend Roy. I'm not going to go into details because it's a private matter. But there's somebody in Roy's life who loved the radio show, was a big fan of the radio show. And now because of an issue, they're not anymore.
Not anymore. I'm pretty sure that when they speak of my name, they cuss.
Which is entirely a 180 from when they met you the first time, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. It happens, dude. And that's what I thought, too. I was like, you know, this guy could have loved the show, then saw my son. But you know where we stand on our show. We're, if you listen to the show, you cannot be surprised that one of us has a Black Lives Matter, Women Deserve Equality sign in our front yard. Right? Science is real.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny when someone's like, I used to listen to them, then I met them. And
I know. And you know the person that hates me says awful things about me to other people now.
But that's not fair because they like the show. They just have, there's an issue. And
there was an issue between us personally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're right.
Business.
You are 100% right, and they know you're right.
Yeah. That's why the attorneys get involved.
Bring this to court. Say something positive, Loren, about Roy and what's going on so that they can take it to court.
I don't know. Wait.
You don't
she
know
doesn't
the
even
issue?
Know the situation.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
You do. He told you about it off the air the other day.
I just, there's someone who doesn't, who maybe was once part of the MRL radio family who's not.
They sent back their frontline hero sign. They said, give it to someone who likes the show. 803 sends a text and says, I really do appreciate you guys. I listen to you every morning. You start my day off with a laugh. So, well, that's good. We're glad you listen. And by the way, you can listen to the Rap Party podcast, which will be up at 10 a.m. this morning. What was the tagline that we had yesterday?
You're the one who came up with it.
A little more MRL, a lot more unfiltered. Nope, that wasn't it.
That doesn't sound right. That's not right.
No, I think that's what it was.
No, you wrote it down. Well, when you said it yesterday, it sounded better than what you just said now.
And that's what it was.
Was it?
A little more MRL, a lot more unfiltered. You're right. It did sound cooler yesterday.
See, that's why you write things down and come back to them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So there is a guy by the name of Chuck Feeney who he passed away at 89. He's a billionaire. Co-founder of the retail giant Duty Free Shoppers that are in the airports.
Oh, okay.
And his goal was to die broke. So he did that. He's got nothing left now. And apparently he couldn't be happier. He co-founded, like I said, the Free Shoppers with another guy, Robert Miller, in 1960 and amassed billions while living a life of frugality.
So he didn't want to leave the money to anyone?
As a philanthropist, he pioneered the idea of giving while living, spending most of his fortune on big hands-on charity bets instead of funding foundations upon his death. Over the last four decades, he has donated more than $8 billion to charities.
Wow.
Yeah, but what has that money done? Like, because of him, what has been accomplished?
That I don't know specifically, but he's donated money to universities and foundations worldwide through his foundation, the Athletic Philanthropies. Back in 2012, he estimated he had set aside $2 million for his wife's retirement. In other words, he gave away 375,000% more money than his current worth.
Wow.
And he gave it away anonymously, too, by the way.
Oh, that's a cool move.
We learned a lot. We would do some things differently, but I'm very satisfied. I feel very good about completing this on my watch.
As somebody who doesn't have money... I don't think I'll do that. I think I'll make sure I will grab and desperately hold whatever money I have until the day I die.
Listen, Roy, you can't take it with you.
By the way, I apologize. I said he's dead. He's not dead.
Oh.
He's 89 and still alive.
You wrote him off already. You figured the money's gone, so he might as well be gone too.
I did. I misread it.
Oh, my gosh. That's all. That's like,
I mean,
when
Roy, he's 89. What's he got, 10 more years?
That's like when the news does a report and then you got to come back. I previously reported that the person has passed. That information is not true.
I mean, he's 89, dude.
I mean, you gave him 10 years. I think that's...
That's awesome, though. I love that move where he did it anonymously because, you know, like, if we do anything as a show, we put our name on it.
Right.
We ain't doing nothing anonymous. You know that. It ain't the anonymous Secret Santa Foundation. It's the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show Secret Santa.
And have you noticed the same thing with like real estate agents? As a realtor now, I can also say that they put their face on flipping everything. Like, oh, you want a calendar? Guess what? It's going to be staring at you.
Yeah.
Me, buy a house.
I did grocery shopping with some realtor the other day, and he was on my cart staring back at me and his photo.
Yeah, getting the donuts, huh?
Shut up, dude. I'm not buying a house from you. All right. We got to look at the dirty. One last look at celebrity gossip coming up. Loren, anything big going on that we need to be all ears for?
Yeah, there's a bunch of celebrities that are boycotting something today, and it's important for you to know what it is, so I'll tell you what it is coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Mainy, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren, one last look at celebrity gossip. What you got?
Yeah, so Katy Perry and her new daughter had a very scary moment. They were home, and an alleged stalker jumped the wall at her Beverly Hills home and wouldn't leave. Of course, they had to call security, and he was placed under citizen's arrest. But the 38-year-old was already on Katie's radar for months. He's been on social media, on her platforms, posting death threats to her her fiancé, Orlando Bloom.
Oh, wow.
So this was a little too close for comfort for her. So now she has an official restraining order. Kim Kardashian, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jamie Foxx are just some of the celebrities that are suspending their Facebook and Instagram accounts in protest today. So there is a movement called Stop the Hate for Profit, and their goal is to get Instagram and Facebook's attention to, you know, Facebook. It's just a place where so much hate is spewed. And a lot of these celebrities are like, hey, you got to stop it. It's unfair.
It's sad for me because I'm never on Facebook because of that.
Yeah. It's just, unfortunately, some people use it as a venue to spread hate speech.
Well, it's like the extreme of both sides.
Right.
And there's no one like on the middle ground, like trying to smooth things over.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like, Trump kicked a puppy and then told children that their school is going to collapse. And it's brought to you by like a website called like Vivio.pmc. And you're like, that's your?
Yeah. And then you'll see rambling Biden with dementia and how he will not be able to understand anything. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah. So those are just some of the celebrities. Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, and Amy Schumer are some of the other ones that are joining them. Now, Cardi B and Offset have officially called things off. This is right before their wedding anniversary, and I think they're coming up on 3 years, but I guess Offset still got that wandering eye. Mm. He just can't get past it, and she caught wind of it, and she says that this is broken, and there is no way that we are going to reconcile.
Offset needs to date that woman who we heard about earlier this morning on the show who showed up at another woman's work with her husband asking for a threesome. Like, that's the woman that Offset needs in his life. Somebody who's open to a wandering eye.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you guys remember that call?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So
It was an hour. It was like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it's been 25
I'm trying
years.
To get out of here.
Shut up, Mani.
It's been 25 years since Friends, but we still love them. And there is a new makeup line that is coming out. It's going to be available at Ulta. And they all of the pieces have like really fun names. They've got eyeshadows, lipsticks, but they're named after like Smelly Cat or Lobster or On a Break. So that'll all be available at Ulta.
Sounds like a money grab. Cool.
Sing the theme, Nicole. The Friends theme.
F is for friends who do stuff together.
U is for you.
This is the
What theme is that?
It's a SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, I'll be there for you.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I was like, what?
No, I don't.
I thought you loved that show.
I don't watch Friends.
Oh, I thought you loved it.
Never seen it.
She sang the fun song, by the way.
Oh, you never saw it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
More celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
All right. Head to kiss951.com to check out the online store where you can get this mask that I'm holding up right now to the microphone. You can't see it, but it says the Mainy, Roy, and Lorenz Show. And there's different versions of it. You can get the American flag one. You can get the pride one. You can get the plain one.
Did you rip off your sleeve and put...
No, I love this mask. Oh. It's the Mainy, Roy, and Lorenz Show mask. By the way, it's $10. Other cloth masks are pretty expensive. You can get this one for $10. And there's a whole bunch of cool shirts up there, too, that producer Nicole
created.
I just love how big the mask is.
I was going to say, it looks huge on your face.
I'm not going to lie. It looks like I'm going to rob a bank. Give me all your money.
It's just massive.
All right. Trying to sell the product, you dodos, and you're over there killing it.
I could care less if they buy it or not.
Go to the store, kiss951.com. Cameron's up next. Anything else, Roy?
Please buy the mask, because I'm going to be in a meeting later on how I'm not promoting the product, so please buy the dang mask.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.